Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We're continuing on in some thoughts I've been sharing, which I've entitled Treasures in Ephesians, and we've been looking at that beautiful prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian church and for all of us, found in that very first chapter, verses 15 through 17. He prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And I've been especially focused in my morning devotional time in praying for the UCM partners, my family, spiritual family, as well as the radio family, because I truly believe, even though you've never made the effort to contact UCM, I still know the Spirit of the Lord has brought you to listen, and He has a plan and purpose in that. So I'm praying that whatever words God gives me to share, that your life will be transformed through the power of God. I have nothing that I can offer you, but God's Spirit, God's anointing can quicken you, can give you understanding, wisdom, revelation, whatever you need to be able to overcome, to be more than an overcomer according to the Word of God. That's my heart's cry for you. That's why we remain on this station for, 40 years plus at this point in time. We are on the internet. We are available in whatever way God opens the door for us to be able to see God's people brought into the fullness of the stature of Christ, to have God's anointing released in your life. When Paul talked in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, about the gifts of the Spirit, that it's given by the Holy Spirit to every man to profit withal. And as Moses said years ago, when Joshua was fussing, you know, there were those that are prophesying without the camp. What did Moses say? He said, "Would to God all the Lord's people were prophets." Amen. God, He wants us. He has spoken to us that we've been washed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It says in that very first chapter of the book of Revelation, He has made us kings and priests unto our God. Praise the Lord. And He has washed us with His own blood. Praise God. The Prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. How wonderful it'd be. One day we're going to see Him, behold Him with our eyes, as Job declared. He will stand again on this earth, and He will rule and reign from Jerusalem. Oh, beloved, Jesus is coming again, and I urge you, I counsel you, are you right with the Lord? Make sure your calling and election is sure. If there's something in your life that has prevented you from walking in holiness and closeness to the Lord, it's time now to get right. It's time now to repent. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, it's time that you do it now. You just have to open your heart to the Lord and ask Him to come in, to repent of your sins, to believe that He died on the cross for you, and that He was raised from the dead, and now lives and sits at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you. He loves you that much. That's God, the Father loves us so much. That's why He sent Jesus into the world. Praise God. Well, beloved, we're talking about wisdom and revelation, not just wisdom for a specific problem, but that the very spirit of wisdom would flow to us, praise God, and the spirit of revelation. We've been talking about the various ways wisdom is released to us by the Word of God, and the Word talks in James that through the Holy Spirit, we can acquire this wisdom that is from above. Then there's the wisdom that's revealed in the Bible as we read and meditate upon the Scripture. And then there's the wisdom that God allows us to come to us through wise counselors. And we, although we need discernment to see that that lines up with the Word of God, and a truly godly counselor will speak only that which is in harmony with and in total agreement with the very Word of God. A wise counselor, a godly counselor, will never counsel anything that is in opposition and in defiance to the wisdom revealed in the Word of God. And then there are a couple other areas that we can acquire wisdom. There is the wisdom that can grow in a person's life and heart simply by living life. We've all, as we get older, don't you, have you ever felt, if you're up in years, don't you wish you had the knowledge and wisdom as a young person that you now possess? But we need to pray for that spirit of wisdom to be released, and the Holy Spirit will help us. And we will receive lessons as we just go through life, as we live our lives. And Jesus never promised us a rose garden. He said, in the world, you will have tribulation. There will be tough trials. There will be encounters. There will be challenges. And sometimes they won't seem very profitable as we look at them on the surface. But the Lord can make them sources of which His wisdom that is profitable for us can flow. And mistakes, failures, the things that when we blow it, they can become valuable to us when they are sanctified in us by prayer to become points of wisdom and understanding. And so, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, learn from the mistakes of others. You'll never live long enough to make them all yourself. Beloved, we need to be sensitive to the advice of others, to learn from the things that have happened in our own lives. If you keep going round and round the same mountain, if you keep repeating scenarios in your life, you might want to just stop and ask the Lord, is there something you're missing? Perhaps if you will just stop and really lay bare your heart and ask the Lord, there may be something that's hindering you, some lesson He wants you to learn. But the good part about it is when you finally learn it, then you can move on to new understanding, new wisdom, and revelation. And then, I'm not sure how far we're going to get today. We're going to go on. I want to discuss the spirit of revelation. We haven't gotten there yet, but there's one other way we can acquire wisdom, and that's also found in the book of James, the third chapter. And I just want to read a few verses found starting at verse 13 in that third chapter. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But now, this is where it gets, you know, he steps on toes. If ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom, now he identifies another kind of wisdom, descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Some profound revelation here, beloved. Is there envying, strife going on around you, confusion? That's not from God. But the wisdom, that's when he states in verse 17, that is from above, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, okay, what have we learned? There's a wisdom that is not from above. And a lot of times, this may sound good to us, might tickle the ear, it might appeal to the flesh, but it's fruitless in the end. That's what James was saying. And it certainly has no place in the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. James says it's earthly, which means it flows out of an order of life that opposes Christ. It doesn't belong in the kingdom of God. And it's sensual because it flows from the soul of fallen human nature. And there's so many references in the Word of God about the carnal nature, about the flesh nature. It opposes the very wisdom of the Holy Spirit. You're either led of the flesh or you're led by the Spirit. And also it can be devilish. And what does that mean? That's what James said. It means it's inspired by demons, by principalities, and all those evil cohorts, those hordes that are in opposition to the kingdom of Christ. And what do we need to do? We need to stand against this. We need to pray, God, remove it from us and replace that kind of earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom by the wisdom that is pure, the wisdom that is from above. Beloved, you know, you might want to say, well, Laura, I'm receiving all this what you're saying, Sister Glass, but what about those who aren't saved? Should we pray for wisdom in their lives? Absolutely. There are some that I'm praying for who are not saved. They're not far from the kingdom. If only they would just, you know, that God doesn't go against our human will. But nonetheless, I'm praying for a release of wisdom in their lives. That spirit of wisdom can help a soul come to repentance and to acceptance of Christ. And this is actually the greatest movement of wisdom anyone can make. Remember what James says in 1 chapter 5 and 6, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Beloved, we need to pray for the body of Christ, for the leaders in the body of Christ, for the leaders of this nation, for the unsaved, for release of the spirit of wisdom to them. Praise God. Let me bring this broadcast to a close and pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, you've been present as we've shared from your word about the importance of having the fullness of the spirit of wisdom. Father, right now I pray and rebuke all kinds of wisdom that is from the enemy, from the flesh, from the world. And I release that godly wisdom that is from above, that is peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated. I release that, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to every open heart that is listening to me right now. And I thank you, Lord, that you have received the praise and the honor for it. My beloved, faint not, fear not. I will not lead you astray. I will not let you be deceived. But as you seek me with a whole heart, as your heart is perfect toward me, as my word declares, the eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. Beloved, as you walk before me with humility of heart, as you are of a contrite and humble spirit, you will see the very wisdom, the fullness of the spirit of wisdom released and operative in your life. I release it now, as you will receive from me, as your heart is open, receive now, even says the Spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom to be operating in your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We receive it, Lord. Amen. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Next time together, we'll look at the spirit of revelation that Paul prayed for. Thank you for joining me. God bless you for your prayers, your financial support. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.